Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the scriptures verse by verse. Thanks so much for being here today. Thanks for listening. And we have jumped over to 1 Timothy 6 verses 1 through 5. In the Phillips translation of the Bible, it says this: Christian slaves should treat their masters with respect and avoid causing dishonor to the name of God and our teaching. If they have Christian masters, they should not despise them because they work for brothers in the faith. Indeed, they should serve them all the better because they are thereby benefiting those who have the same faith and love as themselves. This is the sort of thing you should teach, and if anyone tries to teach some doctrinal novelty, which is not compatible with sound teaching, which we base on Christ's own words, and which leads to Christ-like living, then he is a conceited idiot. His mind is a morbid jumble of disputation and argument, things which lead to nothing but jealousy, quarreling, insults, and malicious innuendos, continual wrangling, in fact, among men of warped minds who have lost their real hold on the truth, but hope to make some profit out of the Christian religion. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we thank you that that as we have progressed as Christians and as a society, we have been successful around the world of abolishing slavery, though my heart is heavy that knowing that actually it's still going on and it's still quite prevalent. And so, Lord, help us to work toward justice for those who are enslaved. This was a reality in the New Testament. There were slaves. Slavery was different then than it is now, but still not the best thing ever. And so, Lord, I know many have read these verses and they have applied them to their jobs where they should be great workers for their boss, and I think that that's true, and we can certainly take that away from these verses. But also, I just see it as a mandate that this should not keep happening, that we should be eradicators of those who are enslaved. And I just thank you for the church really rising up, especially in the area of sex trafficking. Thank you, Lord, for really inspiring people to do something about this heinous crime. And I pray for those in the trenches, those who are in the field of rescuing others from slavery. And I pray for provision. I pray for financial provision. I pray for rehabilitation. I pray for healing for those who have been victims in that way. And I pray for a new economic way forward. I know that there are some great ministries out there, Lord, where they're empowering people to make a living. And so, Lord, help us to be mindful of that, especially as we begin our year and we're thinking of financial goals. And Lord, I pray you'd help us to know how to give our money in strategic ways, and perhaps even for this issue. Lord, the next verse is about the dangers of false doctrine and the love of money hit close to home. I really do believe that in these last days there are people who will use the name of Christ, which I believe is taking the name of God in vain, and using you for financial gain, Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you would send workers into the field of people who will expose folks like this, who are fleecing the flock. And not only that, they are making money off of you and deceiving others and living for their reputation and teaching heretical things and false doctrines. And Lord, give us that discernment. Help us to be so absorbed in your word that we can easily spot a fake, that we can easily spot what is heresy and what is not. Lord, this is serious, and we just, in our kind of lackadaisical time, we do not take doctrine seriously enough. We do not take heresy close enough. I remember reading about a Christianity Today poll. It may have been a Barna poll that basically showed how many Christians believed heresy and believed that you, Jesus, were a created being, but you are part of the Trinity, always around, and from the beginning of time to the end, the first and last, Alpha and Omega, triune God. And so, Lord, help us to know good doctrine. Help us to know who you are so that we can spot that. And Lord, I pray again, and I pray this a lot, that you would expose those who are making money off the backs of others in the name of Jesus Christ. Expose them in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you'd like to support the podcast, I've said this before, but some of you are listening for the first time, go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of levels, and it helps just keep this podcast going. So thank you so much in advance for that, and have a great day.